From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has selected Federal Appeals Court Judge Merrick Garland as his nominee to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia last month. He made the announcement at the White House Rose Garden.
Someone who brings to his work a spirit of decency, modesty, integrity, even-handedness, and excellence. These qualities and his long commitment to public service have earned him the respect and admiration of leaders from both sides of the aisle. He will ultimately bring that same character to bear on the Supreme Court, an institution in which he is uniquely prepared to serve immediately. Today I am nominating Chief Judge Merrick Brian Garland to join the Supreme Court.
You can read more on the court judge Merrick Garland at voanews.com. The gunman shot dead on Tuesday in Brussels following a raid linked to investigations into the Paris attacks was Mohamed Belkaid, a 35-year-old Algerian living illegally in Belgium. This is the Belgian federal prosecutor speaking today.
La personne abattue a été identifiée.
In the press conference today, federal prosecutors said they were holding two men and were still assessing whether they were connected to the shooting. A police sniper shot dead the Algerian who had an assault rifle after four officers were wounded on Tuesday during what investigators expected to be a routine search of an apartment in the south of the Belgian capital. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's defense ministry said more of its planes left Syria Wednesday, continuing its withdrawal as the UN held more indirect peace talks with Syria's warring sides in Geneva. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel to Moscow next week for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the drawdown and a new push for peace in the country. Kerry said he would talk with both Putin and the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, about how to move forward with the process of bringing a political solution to the five-year conflict. Meanwhile, the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, held a press conference today. The foreign minister says Turkey's shelling of Syria has undermined the start of a political process. Fighting in Syria has drastically declined with the cessation of hostilities in place for about 3 weeks. A bomb has ripped through a packed bus in northwestern Pakistan Wednesday, killing at least 15 people and wounding at least 30 others. The victims were mostly government employees, according to Peshawar provincial officials. An initial investigation concluded the explosive material was hidden under the seat of the bus, and a time device was used to detonate it. Television footage showed the powerful blast completely destroyed the bus. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the bombing. At least one suicide bomber has detonated at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri, Nigeria, killing at least 22 people and wounding another 17. The reports say Wednesday's blast happened early in the morning. So far, no one's claimed responsibility for the blast. Pope Francis has appealed to nations Wednesday to open their hearts and open their doors to migrants.
Quanti nostri fratelli invece stanno vivendo in questo tempo?
The Pope, in his comments to thousands gathered at St. Peter's Square earlier today, said that those waiting at the borders in the cold and rain were made to feel like exiles abandoned by God. Meanwhile, the Pope's comments come as EU efforts to seal a deal with Turkey to halt the migrant tide from that country into Europe in return for political and economic rewards stumbled on Tuesday. The global soccer body FIFA has applied to U.S. authorities for tens of millions of dollars in damages from ex-officials indicted there for graft and recognized for the first time that executives had in the past sold votes in World Cup hosting contests. Gianni Infantino, recently elected president to clear out the worst corruption scandal in FIFA history, said the money had been meant for playing fields and kit, not officials' mansions and cars, and he would get it back no matter how long it takes. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.